This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Big deal today. Matt Nathanson's going to come in. His new record was released last Friday. And so we're excited to sit and talk with him about it before he takes off. Good job, Uzi. Uzi was like, I got to get him in here before he leaves on tour. We'll never see him again.
Well, I'm glad they said yes.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be great. I'm
glad I asked.
Yeah. And he's funny. So it'll be fun. We'll sit and talk to him about what was happening. He's going to hang out. And if we run out of stuff to say, we'll start doing stories. And I'm sure he'll have things to say about those, too.
Oh. Or we could make him leave.
We could.
I don't know. He could be on for two segments.
We can.
Oh, you told him two segments?
Yeah. If things aren't going well, let's just do the hit the road jack thing we do to Scott.
All right, Matt. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Nice scarf.
Don't do that.
So should we take bets on whether or not he'll have a...
He won't.
You don't think he's going to have a scarf on?
I'm convinced him...
Greg
Barrett. Who was it? Barrett. It was Barrett. Him and Barrett were caught up in that scarf trend.
Okay, so you're saying he won't.
He won't.
I say he will. And that it will be gray. Anybody else have a prediction?
It's pretty warm out. I'm going to say
Oh, that's true. It is pretty warm. But it is fashionable.
It is, but I don't think he'll wear a scarf.
I'm going to say gray jeans and a red t-shirt.
Oh.
Red t-shirt.
Gray jeans and a red t-shirt.
Yeah, any shade of gray.
The question is whether or not he'll have a little, you know, accessorizing scarf on.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yes
or no?
Yes or no?
I'm going to say no to scarf.
Oh, no to scarf.
Then no, Sarah.
I say no as well.
Oh, everyone's no.
Sarah,
all right.
Yes.
I'm the only one.
No.
So it doesn't matter what color
specific,
it is.
Like what I just did.
No.
Put down gray pants, red shirt. I mean, if he nails it like that, that would actually be quite impressive.
The thing that, the reason we're talking about this is because those two guys walked in here, and they're both in t-shirts, and they both got scarves on.
Yeah,
and they're both tied the same. It's like fashion
they
victim.
Each other.
It was exactly like they both knew what was the hip thing at the moment.
Like Burberry scarves, is that what they were? Do you
I can't remember.
They're
just those big loose. They looked, you know, man scarves. It was fantastic.
It's like,
you know,
when
the
you see
things.
The two guys. They're best friends, and it's so obvious because they have the same exact hipster beard.
I like looking at your face because it looks like my face.
Jesus, guys.
What were they doing together?
I think they're both into music. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there was an event that they had done, but I think it was in
something.
An event, some kind of music event.
Hanging as pals, and that's why they came in together?
I can't remember why they were together.
Yeah, I don't either.
Maybe it was some show they put on.
Maybe.
Music and comedy.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't
know. Anyway,
we haven't heard from Barrett in a long time.
I know. I wonder what's going on with him. Do you know his
Seems
people
like he's
still?
Not,
reach out to him and just see what he's up to.
He got paid behind that. What was that thing that he did?
Sex in the City.
It's not you. Wait,
It's called a breakup because it's broken?
He's not that into you.
That!
Right. But he went on to do a couple of more of those books. And yeah, I think he's just writing now. But he had his own band for a while.
Yeah.
And, he's just, you know, he's just a fun guy to talk to.
Super nice.
I have a special place in my heart for him because he was one of the first people we had on 22 years ago. And he, and those big white teeth, he told the story about the ants.
Oh,
and I just...
You know what? I forgot about this. This is
oh no, is
not good. 2015, Barrett announced via Facebook that he was battling an unspecified cancer. Had undertaken 3 rounds of chemotherapy.
Oh my God.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I remember this.
You know, just reach out. Ask how he is, that we're thinking about him. And
let's see. I guess later he stated that he had a form of lymphoma.
Oh, Jesus.
His cancer's in remission
as
of 2015.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'll find somebody
just,
that
just
knows
him. Just reach out and tell him, hey, you know, we've been thinking about you. If you're ever in town, please let us know. It'd be great to catch up. All right. Let's start with, this is the mixtape tour. You guys hear about this? This is so bizarre.
Yeah, well, we put up an Instagram with
post.
The jacket.
It's great.
Yeah.
New Kids on the Block, Salt and Pepper.
Oh. Step by step. Ooh, baby.
Go, woman. Salt and pepper. You have something wrong. Oh. Naughty by Nature.
I don't have it.
All right, Tiffany and Debbie Gibson. It's going to be good. We get a date on May 29th at the SAP Center in San Jose. The tickets go on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster. So call us now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 gets a pair.
Baby!
Call now. There are more chances for that at 11:35. Yeah. Also, be here and be listening because our Halloween Secret Show, we're doing the tickets for that this week, too. Yeah. So 8:30, I think we have a pair of tickets. Oh, no. Six, maybe 7:30.
There's so many.
There's 1,000 things.
Yeah, Secret Show 7:30.
Dude, I'm in TJ right
push
now.
Push it.
I'm
push
wasted in TJ
good.
Right now. What year is this?
85.
Oh, this
push
is...
push it real good.
Hold on.
Earlier than that?
No, later than that, I would
88?
Say.
88? 89?
1986.
Yeah. Oh, 86.
My peak TJ year was 88.
Oh, well, it was a well-established hit by then.
It was one of the songs.
Baby, baby. It's a good one. Just fun. That's just a fun song. Taylor Swift. She's done a really good job of not being political at all.
That depends on, you know.
No, she really doesn't. She tries to
when
not
you
make
talk
comments
about politics, like government politics, sure. But I mean, in terms of just always being caught in some crap, isn't that her?
Well, she's always caught in some crap with like some boyfriend or some Kanye West situation.
Right.
But like politically speaking,
all
she's
right.
really sort of kept out of that.
In the purest sense, of
right.
course. Sure.
So, you know, no matter what your party affiliation was, you could, you know, you could like Taylor Swift and you didn't have to be mad at her for anything. Right up until this weekend. Let's see here. It looks like Sunday night. She jumped into the U.S. Senate and House races in Tennessee. She posted a message on Instagram endorsing the Democrat in the Senate race, former Governor Phil Bredesen, over Republican Representative Marsha Blackburn. And what she said was, "As much as I have in the past and would like to continue voting for women in office, I cannot support Marsha Blackburn. Her voting record in Congress appalls and terrifies me." She cited her record on LGBT and women's issues, saying, "These are not my Tennessee values. I cannot vote for someone who will not be willing to fight for dignity for all Americans, no matter their skin color, gender, or who they love." She said she's supporting Democrat Jim Cooper in the House race. Naturally, people were pissed, especially the Aryan Nation, which apparently adopted her as a spokesperson for them a few
really?
Years ago. Well, she didn't know about it, or she didn't have anything to say about it. It was up to them, I guess. So there are white supremacists on an internet forum called 4chan. Years ago, they adopted her as an Aryan goddess. Like, they held up Taylor Swift as, like, in the example of, I don't
tall,
know,
tall, blonde,
right.
blue-eyed, yeah. sure.
And listen, they cannot deal. They can't even. Like, they're going crazy over this.
Well, don't you want them to break up with you?
Yes.
This might be the reason to come out politically.
Right, just so that those guys don't keep having pictures of you at their rallies. They're calling her a traitor, even though she was never one of them in the first place. Some of them are saying she got paid to come out against Blackburn, as if she needs the money. And then there's even a theory being floated around that she did it because she has a black boyfriend, which I thought she was dating some English dude, like white English dude.
An actor, yeah.
I get that there are black English dudes. Anyway, it could also be that she believes in love, tolerance, and equality. I mean, that could be why she came out. She doesn't think of any of the Republican candidates in her state as feeling the same way. You know, like she said in the Instagram quote, so, I don't know. I guess a woman thinking for herself doesn't go over well.
Well.
She has not yet totally lost President Trump. He does say that now he enjoys her music 25% less. But apparently he's still.
Is that a real quote?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
it
God.
It says, let's see. Let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now, okay? That's what he said in response to
oh,
it.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So, great news. It's fantastic.
Anyway. I can see why musicians stay out of it, but why wouldn't you? If you're an artist,
sure.
You have a right to speak, you know, freedom of speech. But you're also a business person, so I could see why you might zip it.
Yep. And actually, they say after her Instagram quote, which I think she might have actually said, get registered to vote, please help make this happen, there was a huge spike in voting registrations.
Like, so 65,000?
Some crazy big amount.
Tom Morello is a guitar player from Rage Against the Machine, and now he's in Prophets of Rage, which is another... They're all political-minded. Right. They're all political-minded, but often, because he's sort of one of those guitar gods, people have told him, you know, we don't want your politics, we just want to hear your music. Right. And he just did an interview. I forget where I read it.
It's in the name, bro.
He was like, I absolutely will never stop having my politics be part of my art, ever. So, goodbye.
Yeah, that is my art. See ya.
Yeah. So, you know, he's unapologetic. Mm. There's something to be said for that, too.
On a whole nother note, did you get the alerts over the weekend that Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson were having a boy?
No. I did not get the alerts, but I saw stories.
Dude, I was like, oh, I didn't realize it was that serious. That was barely on my radar.
They're still together?
They're together. So they're saying, though, no, there's no. But the thing is, it's so fishy what they did. So there was a big party.
It's like fishy.
It is fishy.
What did they did?
Well, they had a party. So what they're saying now is, that was just a 29th birthday party for Dakota. That's all that was. So the problem is that they had, and this is why people are like, oh, she's obviously pregnant, and that was a gender reveal party. They had two huge arcs of balloons over the backyard where they were. Like, if you can, here, I'll show you the picture of it. Like, if you can picture just arches of balloons, say, a string that has 100 balloons attached to it, mm-hmm. and it's just tied up and attached to the party. So there's two of them crisscrossed, anchored over the top of the party. One of them is a string of blue balloons. The other is a string of pink balloons. And at one point, the blue balloons were released and went up into the air. Mm. So now this whole huge string, as in, there's your reveal.
Wait.
Oh,
that's so then the
reveal.
Pink ones that are left behind?
No,
are
the blue... Well...
Yeah, which one?
I don't know. Actually, that's a really good question, because I just assumed the boy, because the blue ones took off.
Well, but then the pink are left behind.
Yeah,
I'd be like, it's a girl!
No, it's the ones that went up. It's the ones that went up.
But they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone now. I'm just looking at the pink ones. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, it doesn't matter. They're saying she's not pregnant. We just happen to have pink and blue balloons in strings. Only pink and blue over the top of this party.
Dude, that's an elaborate big spread right over electric lines as well.
Yeah, I think that's
power lines.
Someone is, well, the ones, see the small ones, the ones that are up in the sky, those are the ones that are released.
I want to say that's a great way of doing the gender reveal.
No, it's not.
And I'm tell you,
none
it's actually
of
very
us,
confusing.
I'm
going to
tell you that what happened.
The worst way is the dumb cake.
Oh,
the,
I like
cake
the cake
does not work. It's so dumb.
I like the cake.
Can we
it
get
works.
Rid of the cake?
It doesn't work for pictures.
Doesn't work for the reveal. You got to get the
bless
super.
Bless you.
Oh, my God. So it doesn't matter because they're saying here, we're not having a baby. Although it's so fishy. See what I mean? Like, they're saying nobody throws an elaborate 29th birthday party.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know. I think you throw it for your 30th. Like, it was star-studded. Like, Julia Roberts was there. Sean Penn was there. Obviously, her famous parents were there. Mm. So, I don't know. So TMZ said, oh, God. Oh, obviously, then they started reporting it. She's pregnant. And it was a gender reveal party.
Wait a few months.
They actually got some pretty good pictures of, like, Melanie Griffith and Sean Penn having a smoke break together. Look at this. It's like all these people just hanging outside.
Were you looking for these pictures?
No, TMZ.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to go look.
Wow.
They say these two have been dating for about a year. I guess this party was at his place. But now they're saying no.
Who's this dude on the right?
I don't know. Is that Chris Martin?
No.
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
Who is that guy?
I don't know. Looking at him earlier, and I was like, I can't tell who that is. Well, he's obviously a star that TMZ knows.
Yeah, but you're the celebrity gossiper. Tell us right now.
I don't know.
I'll find out. Hold on.
It's just a million pictures of the people at the party.
Look at Sean Penn goes flip-flops.
Yeah, and Melanie Griffith goes Catwoman. Like, she has really jacked her face up.
Oh.
She looks like that it's cat sad. Lady. It is sad. She's super puffy.
I think the guy on the right is Don Johnson. Oh, no, no.
No.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait, wait,
no.
Wait. Sorry.
He looks like, you know, just some young Hollywood types. Maybe he's just a friend of hers. Maybe he's not even a star.
He's 30 years younger than Don Johnson,
right.
though.
Let me look a little closer. Hang on a second.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you know who it is?
Yeah. Let me see.
It's this guy right here.
That guy is in, I don't know his name, but he is in Shameless. He's one of the brothers.
Look it up.
In Shameless.
Look it up.
Well, he's heading outside for a grit.
Yep. He's got his pack open.
What?
Whose phone dinged?
Who clicked?
Wait, I want to look up his, that's mine.
All right.
That's this person who's texting
Jeremy
me
something.
Jeremy, knows who it is.
Jeremy White, Renner. I think.
Renner. No.
Jeremy White. His name is Jeremy White.
Jeremy White? All right. Does it say what he plays? What's his name?
I'm just looking at
him. Oh, Lip. He plays Lip Gallagher.
So we still don't know if she's pregnant or not. They're saying that she is not pregnant. That was not a baby reveal party. But they just coincidentally happened to have pink and blue balloons, and one of the strings got loose. And I don't believe it.
We'll
Box office.
We'll keep an eye out,
We will. I mean, pretty soon she won't be able to hide it.
Yeah.
I mean, these things do come out. So at the box office this past weekend, you know, we had wondered how Venom and Star Is Born would do. The predictions were about $60 million for Venom and about $35 million for, like, they actually said that Star Is Born was going to have a great weekend for a non-Marvel movie or whatever.
Right.
At $35 million, they both exceeded. Venom was number one with $80 million. What is it?
Are those apples or hearts on your rag there?
It's hearts.
Oh,
hearts.
Very cute.
Thank you.
Did you do that? Did you make that?
No. Oh. It's a handkerchief. It's just I have it in my pocket because Kleenex just comes apart in your pocket, and I constantly sneeze, so I have a little.
Right. Well, and you do need to be armed with every single thing when you leave the house.
Well, yeah. I got my jacket purse on. So Venom made, who cares? Venom made $80 million. Oh, my God, you guys. It's like it's so funny. On Sunday night, we were all sitting around the fire. My brother and my sister-in-law, me and John, and their friends from St. Louis. And
you love them?
They're going on a fishing trip this week. John, my brother John, my husband John, this guy Aaron, who is a friend of my brother's, and a bunch of my cousins, Tucker, Brad, and Seth.
They're coming here? They're going?
They're just going. They're all
they're
going to Mexico.
They're just all
going
to meet. Right. They're going to Mexico.
Oh, I'm
going to
be in Mexico this weekend, too.
Where are you going to be?
Next, I'm going to be in Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, no, they're in Cabo. So they're just, you know, whatever, 5 days and fishing and whatever the hell else.
Well, you know you're not invited either way, so what's
the
difference?
You're right about that.
No, that's
just funny that we're all in Mexico.
So anyway, the freaking Tucker thing comes up. I'm like, I can't.
What Tucker thing?
The kissing
that you always say. He goes, he's like, oh, are you going to be so jealous you won't be able to make out Tucker? I go, oh my God, am I really getting this at my house too? And then they're just going on and on. I'm like, I hate you right now. Like, this is.
Who brought it up?
My brother.
Oh, your brother did.
Right. I guess he's heard you talking about it. Thanks.
Oh, really?
Really. And listen, the other thing here is A Star Is Born made $41 million. It had a great opening weekend.
Why didn't you say in response, what about you staring at me through the peephole at our vacation house?
I didn't want to talk about any of that anymore. Jesus. Hey, everyone. It's 627.
By the way, you know A Star Is Born, that song Shallow?
Yeah.
It's on the Alice now. We're playing that.
Oh, great.
It's pretty cool.
That's a great song.
Shame.
It's coming up in the news.
My favorite, I don't know why it is, but my favorite story from the weekend.
Oh.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:37 in the morning, and it's time to hook you up with a pair of VIP tickets to sit in on the special Alice section at Waitress, the new hit musical at the SHN Golden Gate Theater, October 17th. You get to go to a special little section. We'll treat you like royalty. You see, is that the one I'm going to?
Waitress?
Yeah, is that the date that I'm going to?
Let me see. What did you say the date was?
October
here?
17th.
No, you're going on actually a different date.
Darn it. I wanted to sit in the Alice section. Is there going to be an Alice section for mine? Anyway, right now, if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697, you get VIP tickets for our Alice section at Waitress. Waitress is, like, Sarah Bareilles is the one behind it. I think she played the lead role on Broadway. So it's not Sarah Bareilles here at SHN,
yeah,
but it's, you know, someone amazing. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's going to be great. So,
You know what the reason was? Because this date is October 17th. That's on a Wednesday.
Oh.
And you need it to go.
I think I'm going on Saturday.
On the 20th, yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, remind me because I have a question about that.
Okay.
I want to, you know, we don't need to get into it on the air.
We don't?
We really don't. Call now, 800-400-3697. I tend to do that, and it's not good.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Humane Society Silicon Valley's Tails and Ales, happening Saturday, October 13th. Get your tickets at tailsales.org.
That's, I'll be there with Ella.
Oh.
She's going to the event.
Yeah, we did it last year. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
How was the San
Carlos Art and Wine Fair?
Art and Wine Festival.
It was great. It was fun.
Did you just go one of the days?
Yeah, I just went Saturday for a few hours. Went and hung out at the booth for a little bit and then went down, walked around.
Yeah.
Tore it up.
And then we went to town and sat outside.
Nice.
Yeah. It was fun.
Good. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
The Niners and Raiders both lost, so there's that, just so you know. Okay.
Okay.
This story, let me give you, just in case there's someone out there who's like, I don't know this Banksy guy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the guy who, like, paints murals and...
Banksy is I'm reading this from the wiki page just to give you...
Yeah, lay it out.
Banksy is an anonymous... England-based street artist, vandal, political activist, and film director. So this is a guy whose art shows up random places. And he's
like huge statement pieces.
Right.
Outside.
And he's considered unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are people who say they know who he is. Right. And there are people
who... Well, if he's directed films, like, there are going to be some people who know who he is.
Right.
But Banksy, I'm guessing, is just not his real name. That's just how he goes.
Right.
And so he's
most of his art, though, is publicly visible. It's, you know, walls and things he builds and puts in places. So there's a little history on Banksy, as apparently the painting that went up for auction just recently has been around for years. It's not new. He didn't make it specifically.
This is a... painting, though, like on a canvas.
You didn't hear this story?
No. So this is your favorite story from the weekend?
This is my favorite story from the weekend.
Well, I'm glad it's not the limo story. That is my least favorite story from the weekend.
Yeah, I don't know why you would have thought that was
it. Well, I was
it.
Trying to think of all the stories I read this weekend. I'm like,
20
can't
parish
be that one.
In a car that shouldn't have been on the road, and that's my favorite story?
No, I was saying it can't be that.
On Friday, a Banksy painting of a little girl releasing a red heart-shaped balloon sold at Sotheby's auction in England for $1.4 million. Wow. Let me see if I can find the picture for you.
And it's a confirmed Banksy painting. But they think it's older.
Oh, no. I know for a fact. Here's the...
Was Banksy there?
No, he wasn't. Well, they're not sure if he was or he wasn't.
Oh,
but here's
right.
the thing. The picture is up as it goes up for auction. Mm-hmm. It's a confirmed Banksy, you know, how auctions go, yep. And $1.4 million
boom.
Sold.
Right.
This thing, apparently, when he did it, was put into a frame that had some kind of a remote control, and it immediately started dropping through a shredder as soon as it sold. So it is...
No!
Someone's there triggering the... Oh, there it is. That's
so it
the
sells.
Picture. It sells. Sold. And now it's dropping through. And people are unaware as this thing is shredding itself.
Oh, my God. And now they're all touching the frame like, how do we turn this off?
Yeah, exactly right.
So it didn't shred all the way.
No.
Is that part of the art that it's hanging down below?
It creates this mystery
look at
around
that.
It.
Holy
like,
crap. That is freaking hilariously amazing. Goodbye, $1.4 million.
Well,
the person doesn't pay that now,
it's
right?
It's worth more now.
It's now worth more.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
because it's half shredded?
It's a whole thing.
It made the news as this thing. So do you keep it? Do you keep it?
I sell it. If I just bought it for $1.4 and it's worth more, I'm like, I don't want the half shredded painting anymore. Oh my God. So no one knew there was a shredder inside
Apparently
the bottom
not.
Of it. Because it is a heavy frame.
Right.
Oh my God. That is a fun. That is my favorite story from the weekend, Benny.
So it tripped me out. I don't know why. Like, part of me thought, what a dunce. Like, people like your art. Why would you? But then it's his art. And it's also, what a stunt. What a gag to be. Have put it on. So apparently.
Now well, it's legendary.
You can't buy. Yeah. Right.
And I don't have it in front of me, but apparently. Let's see. It turns out Banksy had built the shredder into the frame years ago.
I think it. Does it say the. It's from 2002?
I thought it was 2006, but the original articles I read through the weekend, this thing had been. Around a long time.
So
years.
Did he own it? Like, or did someone have it
no,
in their collection?
Someone and, else had it.
And so did that person Whether, was also unaware that there was a shredder?
Yes, right.
So
or
was someone did someone click a button somewhere?
That's one of the things. So they're saying here that either he, Banksy, or one of his accomplices triggered it right after it sold because it truly did drop like sold.
You know, the person who was filming that, because everyone else seemed to be kind of looking away, looking at their phones, and he's right there and shooting it, like, almost as though he, and the phone doesn't jostle when it starts to shred, he's just watching it, like, that's the person you need to, that person knew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was just
filming. Go back to all the footage.
Right. Go back and find out who that person was filming that, wherever they get that footage from.
So some are saying this is the backfire on Banksy, because now it's worth even more.
Oh.
So his whole thing was, or
art
not.
Is, art is disposable?
What do we know about what his right. original plan was? Maybe it was just to stir it up and see what happens. But ultimately, they're saying, it's in your face, Banksy, because now it's worth more. Punk.
What's it worth now?
I don't know.
I don't
we'll have to wait and see.
Painting. So only half of it dropped through. Is that
well,
all that's going to?
Don't you hang it on the wall like that?
Well, sure. Exactly like that. And no, you don't let someone take the frame apart to look at what the shredder
I wonder
is up to.
If it was supposed to go all the way down and it malfunctioned. Yeah.
It seems like this cat sort of does all this stuff by design. So I have a feeling it was meant to stop the way it stopped.
That is so funny.
If you ever have a moment, watch the Banksy documentary. It's really, really captivating.
You've seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Is he in it?
No, because nobody really right. knows who Banksy is. The theory is that Banksy's a group of people, but they think they've caught one or two of them.
Now, see, caught I've them. Seen where there was a while back where they say they've got pictures of the guy now. And I sort of was like, you know, this is fun. Why right. do you got to find the right. guy? Leave him be, right? And then looking at his wiki page, there are people on the wiki page as you read down. It says his name is this. And here's where he's from, and he's known.
Oh.
So, and I'm not bothering
with that. I like it
better
as a mystery. Yeah. I'm with you.
Do your thing, dude. Who cares? And that little shredder thing, I laughed.
Genius.
People are saying follow Banksy on Instagram. He has a
background
footage and all kinds of video how he did it. How he did how he built the shredder.
So once this thing happened, he then posted... Because it was obviously a surprise. Yes, nobody knew it was going to shred. Surprise, your painting's been shredded.
Yeah, there he is.
Surprise on you, it's worth more.
Oh, they do have a bunch of footage. So there you go, it's on Instagram.
Right. 408 says Banksy had a rule that his art wouldn't be sold for profit in auction.
Oh. Oh.
I don't know. Whatever. I have rules too, and you wouldn't believe how I've been blasting right through them lately. Terrible.
Which rules have you been
blasting
through?
Oh, just all kinds of stuff. About
Second kid.
The rules
kid,
where no one picks
one.
His clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want anyone
Second
picking
kid.
My clothes.
Yeah. Wears gloves when he changes a baby. So that doesn't happen.
Won't take anyone to ballet class.
Birthday parties, you know.
How many weeks are you going to go without sex before you're not in a relationship? Or are you?
Yeah, I mean, good question.
My God.
Well, I mean, it takes 6 weeks after the...
She just had a baby.
There's actually like a total... There's a downtime.
And I'm right in the middle of it.
It should be over by now, Vin.
It's coming on the end, yeah. But boy.
Is it coming on the end?
Hey.
Thank you. I need a
good one, Vinny.
A drum hit button.
Not to dogpile on you, but when are we invited over to see the new baby?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Thanks so much.
Feels like a housewarming / baby warming party. It's in order.
Just let us know. Keep us posted on
it. Got that great backyard with no furniture in it?
Come
on,
let's
get
that thing
going. It's so funny. She brought up the wedding just recently, and I'm like, well, you know my coworkers are coming, right? And she's like, of course, they're already on the list. And I was like, that's great.
Yay, Christina! She likes us.
And I go, how many people? Because she has 300 active friends.
Yes.
I mean, really does have.
How is she going to pick?
If the ringer's on, it's like that thing's blowing up around the clock. It's ridiculous. All her little runner friends and whatnot. So I was like, I don't know how you're going to. She says she has it under 50.
What?
What about the 250 that aren't invited?
And that's why you guys came up. I'm like, you know I'm going to want to bring a few people, right? I mean, she goes, no, they're already.
Friends too.
They're there.
In the 50? Oh, this is going to be a good party.
Oh, is there not a plus one?
The elite.
Are there plus ones? Are there plus ones?
No, you guys, I don't know what she's done to her friends, but you guys, of course, absolutely get to bring your people.
All right.
Not that it's happening. I don't want to.
It's happening.
When you guys were talking about the wedding, were you talking about a specific month?
No.
Yeah, you were.
No, we were.
When are we getting the save the date email?
Yeah. You're not going to get anything like that anytime soon.
I want
trust
a save
me.
The date. I need to know when it is so I can mark it off.
Now listen to me.
Yeah,
exit
me too.
Out.
Can you listen to me? My next story is about to start.
No, the music's playing.
Back in 2011.
Yes, a long time ago.
Don't laugh at that.
Honey, don't laugh at that.
Honey. Honey.
Don't laugh at that.
Where's that secret show? When are we going to see that?
I'm not sure. Let me
check. That one needs to be posted. Yeah. That's a beauty. Anyway, back in 2011, Google launched its own Facebook and called it Google Plus.
And the world went, what? No. What?
Well, the thing was, it didn't do anything different than Facebook did, and no one was on it. So why would we go there?
Right.
What was its
angle?
I'm alone
on Google Plus.
Anyone see my pictures on Google Plus?
No.
Today, 7 years after its launch, Google has officially killed Google Plus.
Oh, damn.
And for the 9 people who were on there, they also lost all your info.
They did. That's part of the story, too. So apparently there was a bug.
Oh, a bug?
A bug as allowed data to be stolen. People were able to get into your Google accounts. It included details like email addresses, gender, age, images, relationship statuses, places lived, and occupations.
Uh-oh.
Again, no one was on there. I mean, if you were the one person, then
you're screwed.
Unfortunately, sorry to say, you were all in on Google Plus, and you may have, there's a breach.
Yeah.
They say the bug left hundreds of thousands of Google Plus users.
Oh, I have 81 followers on Google Plus.
What?
Oh, wow. You have a new
You didn't torpedo that thing already?
Well, so remember that story you reported like 8 months ago that said if you want to comment on YouTube, you have to have Google Plus? Do you remember that story?
Oh, there was something where they were trying to trick you into using it, right?
I comment on YouTube. Like, I watch a lot of videos.
Mm. I do too, but I don't ever comment on
them. I like to do thumbs up, thumbs down.
Oh, you couldn't even do that? Oh, well.
Anyway, Google Plus is getting killed off. It never caught on. Basically, no one uses it, even though they strong-armed you into being a member when you had their email address. You know, you had an email, and they're like, you have to sign up here in order to
keep that.
What? No thanks. I got enough social networks. I don't need
Google Plus.
Right.
Anyway, it's gone.
Goodbye.
Google Plus. The first Black Friday ad was just released, everyone.
Oh, boy. Who's it for?
Yay!
Can we guess?
It's some
Walmart.
Tool company. It doesn't matter. The point is,
they're saying, here's what our special's going to be.
It's begun. We're headed. The downward slide into the holidays has begun, everyone. Yay. As
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Do you love it?
Well, the one nice thing about Christmas coming is that spring's not far behind.
What? Fall just started.
Spring's not far behind. Yeah.
Give it a second.
I like summer.
That crazy swirling wind, man. Oh.
Dude, warm wind, too. Yeah, well, like, it was chilly out, and then all of a sudden, I was like, where's this mild wind coming from? So strange.
Yeah, it's heavy, strong winds. Mm. I had a one of those moments of... I guess
this
I'm
feels
just
weird.
No. I mean, I was just home because we're doing the baby thing still, and I texted her. I'm like, you shut that garage when you pull in because I swept it and there's going to be blowing leaves. And I go out there.
You shut that garage, you.
The garage was open. I'm like, oh!
Full of leaves.
Full of leaves.
She's taking over, man.
You need like a little electric blower. So you
get
can
a gardener.
Electric
gardener.
Blower? I can't sweep the.
No,
garage.
It takes 2 seconds. It's so much faster with the blower.
Sarah, you have a blower.
You just brought the broom thing.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
No, get one of those. Like, they charge you. Hang it on the wall and then
you don't have a blower.
Yes, I do. I have a deck. I blow that freaking deck off.
You have a what?
A deck.
Oh.
What'd you think I said?
I don't know. Oh. That was a weird thing for you to yell out.
I have a deck. I blow, and the deck has a maple tree over the top of it, and it's just like litters onto the deck. So every couple days, I blow all the crap off the deck.
You can get a decent blower for $150.
Yeah, they're please.
I don't.
Not one of those gas
that,
ones. Yeah.
Or just shut the garage because it's windy out, and someone just
get a blower.
Old fashioned swept.
You can do your patio out back too, and all your walkways.
You sure you want to marry this girl?
Oh, man.
Dragging you to photos, leaving the garage door open.
I'm right in the middle of just absolute.
The electric ones don't sound like that either. They're
heaven.
Very, very quiet.
They're pretty loud. I have an electric one, too.
Tell us the month.
Loud enough. You can't have a condo.
You got to laugh, right?
Yeah,
well. Or cry. Laugh or cry.
That's the choice.
I text now. Oh, who cares? What's coming up?
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I got that. The fight that happened at the fight.
Oh,
that was awesome.
That's my favorite story over the weekend.
It was? Did you wait? Did you pay for the fight?
I went to somebody's house, but I went to Scott's show.
So you watched it?
And I watched it after.
Oh.
Yeah, I watched it after, too.
Well, I didn't see it firsthand. I just read the story going, holy crap.
Hey, I'll show you the images so you'll be prepared for
this
story. Great.
The fight after the fight after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.